what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and Teton Sports Talk is here to bring you a little closer to the weekend. Full room again, 2 weeks in a row, trainer. Oh, you all right? How's Burt Reynolds' eyeball
Four
over there?
Dudes, one room.
That's right. It's going to get a little steamy in here.
Burt Reynolds' eyeball is doing just fine.
You were squinting like...
Ceiling. In no, case... I was yawning.
Oh,
in your case... intros are, they're just getting a little, you know, vanilla.
Well, people got to know. They hear the same
sweeps
thing.
Week.
It's consistency.
It's sweeps week. Let's switch it up.
It's sweeps week?
Yeah. Is it not radio? Radio sweeps week? When is that?
I don't know what sweeps week is.
Let's just bring it. Let's bring it hard when we do the live show for the membership drive.
Yes.
New intros.
New intros?
Mm-hmm.
But how are people going to recognize us? We have a brand.
No, we still say our name. Just like, I don't know, just throw out some new, like... choice words. Not those words, but
well,
different kind
need,
of words.
We need new words.
Yeah. And I think we should do the show topless.
Okay. Well, it's hot enough in here. We should do that.
Well, it's going to be the other room.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
And there's windows in there.
Yeah. The cool room.
There we go. I'm your host, Matt Zeman. To my left, Graham Trainer. And we have Arthur, the second baseman, and Bobby, the peanut farmer, for their annual journey down here into the basement of KHOL. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Now, which one of you is the peanut farmer?
Ooh.
Which one do you think?
I think it's Bobby. I've seen Arthur drive.
Yeah. A little more twang.
It works. It works well. Now, they just joined us. Where did you want to start, Graham? Did you want to start with the huddle, or did you want to banter a little bit? You got something you'd like to say?
Well, it's been a year since they've been here, so let's update with ASL.
Yes.
Yeah. Might as well. Age, sex, location.
Yep.
Gentlemen.
28 male Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
31 male Georgia.
Where in Georgia? Georgia's a big state.
Let's be specific.
It is. Waynesboro, Georgia, third capital of the world.
Okay, hold on. Did you see where a bird? Okay, I was going to bring this up.
Peanut capital.
But did you see where a bird dog shot an LSU former LSU's offensive lineman's leg off the other day?
No.
Say what?
Wait.
A dog shot a man?
Yeah, a dog jumped in the back of the pickup truck and landed on the trigger and the safety. And the shotgun went off, and it went through the truck bed and into the guy's leg.
While he was the cabin?
No. He was standing on the truck.
Oh,
wow. Jesus.
And he lost his freaking leg.
True crime.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been some steel shot.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you. A little bit of redneck here. In my redneck knowledge, much like Bobby has, like, how did that go through the truck bed?
And his leg.
Yeah. Like, whoa. What are you shooting?
Yeah,
steel shot, slug, something. Maybe they were on a deer drive, pig hunting or something.
You already won up. Bobby had a goldfish.
True. Yes, I was going to wait to bring this up.
Cold but case, but Matt's already one upped it.
Oh.
I was at the Roadhouse earlier checking it out.
Uh huh.
And it wasn't like a main sports show, but
I could tell in your freeze frame it was Bomani Jones.
Probably.
Yeah. But, just one of those yelled at each other.
Said, yeah. No volume on the TV, but the caption at the bottom of the screen said, Ole Miss student arrested for
eating friends'
eating
goldfish?
LSU student's goldfish
mm-hmm.
after 2 years. Happened in 2016.
2-year-old true crime.
Whoa. Cold case. How do you dig up? Okay. And I'll go ahead. I'll raise my hand. And I've eaten 6 to 10 goldfish in my life.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you do in college?
It was definitely in a college fraternity basement.
Yeah.
It's great. Great stunt. Every year, people really dug to eat the goldfish out of the swimming pool stunt.
By choice.
Yeah.
Consensual.
Yeah. I mean, Arthur's looking at me like he might have had some raw fish in his life.
Let's get all out there.
Guys. Who hasn't eaten a goldfish? Show of hands.
I've eaten a goldfish.
A show of hands of who hasn't?
K Can you get arrested for that?
I know, right? So,
so what happened?
You exhumed the body. The grass
it was
body
cruelty to
from
animals.
The turds.
Cruelty to animals.
Okay, so yeah. It was a friend of. Okay, so it was Ole Miss LSU in Baton Rouge, 2016, and the girls went to Baton Rouge or went to LSU. Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend came in town. It was his friend. She let him in to get his stuff, and as he was exiting the room, he said, "Go check out your fish tank." She notices that there's.
He just did it because he was being mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's being a prankster.
Okay, it's only cruelty to animals if the animals have a name. Is that right? I think that's correct. If the goldfish has a name, you're not allowed to eat the goldfish.
Fair enough.
Unless it died of natural causes, but if the goldfish is nameless,
yeah,
just dying away, in my opinion.
I don't know. I feel a little differently. I watch Vanderpump Rules. They always bring up the dog eating festival in China. But a lot of those dogs will have names, but I think that's disgusting.
Dog eating festival in China.
It's got a name. It's called dog meat. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
they parade around and celebrate what they're doing.
Well, I mean, think about
I forget
the people in Afghanistan that carry the goat around and toss it from horse to horse, and it's that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's just different cultures.
It's not as bad
I don't agree
as
with
dogs,
it.
Though.
Ooh, wait. I like that. No, I would never eat a dog. I think that's super screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
good.
I got a bunch. I have a bunch of love for dogs.
You have two at home, so.
I have two at home, a bunch of niece and nephew dogs. I have five dogs in my house at all times.
That's good.
I'm starting to start
You're lucky
charging
man.
Ahead. Being $25 every time one walks in the door. I don't even know who you are. $25 cash. I'll keep your dog for the day.
You're already a slumlord, Jackson. You don't need to take it up a notch by charging people for dog sitting.
Yeah.
That's even so much worse.
Charging people for dog sitting?
Do it
I don't
for
know
free,
these
bro.
I just walk out my door every day and there's another dog there. I'm like, whose dog is this?
You got a yard. Let him outside.
See, that's what everybody
the
says.
Fence.
Everybody's
They're
like,
right.
Oh,
you got a big yard.
You got a fence in the backyard. You want to watch my dog? I'm like, I'm sorry.
You
where
got a big
have
yard.
We met?
You got a big yard. Little rich boy.
It'll have a separate dog tag on its collar.
Yeah, I need. At least have some identification so I'll call your dog the right name.
You know a chip in the head.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the huddle. You ready, Graham?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Gentlemen, you're a little underprepared. You came in here. I'll shoot from the hip if you can. But these are just topics that we bring up with necessary banter. So
understood.
So chime in. With the three topics are the good news of the week, the critical number of the week, and something I'm stuck on. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good news of the week. It's basketball season.
Oh.
College football is over because college football is dumb.
Is Alabama ranked?
And I don't even care anymore.
It seems like you're playing to the result.
Yeah. Just more basketball. This is where UVA it's UVA's year, so it's better that I stay focused on
it's
UVA.
It's UVA's year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
you just jinxed it.
That's good.
DeAndre
that's
Hunter good. Season.
Yeah, thank you. So football is over, done. We don't have to talk about it. Don't have to mention it. You know, stuff like that.
Okay.
It's great. It's great news. Great news. Graham, you're good news.
It's our year for what? Final Four?
Yeah.
Or getting out of the first round.
I don't know, dude. If we don't, it might be Final Four or bust. That's how I felt last year.
Okay.
Not for that team, but after that loss, I was like, the only thing that will turn my soul less dark
is not rooting for Saban. Yeah. What?
Is
no?
No, no. I'm total dark side on football. Okay. Total dark side. I'm all into the Death Star, you know, the Emperor, the rebels or whoever. The field struck back and the field
Boba
got
Fett.
Yeah, the whole thing and
yeah.
Man, that Trevor Lawrence got pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
Pretty weird looking, but
Clemson's pretty good. I think if they played that game 10 times, I think Clemson wins it. 8.
Okay.
The way that Clemson played.
I'm surprised you gave that many to them.
I know. I'm surprised too.
Did you see how much better? It was,
I mean.
But in the fourth quarter, I was cleaning the kitchen. I was like, this is dumb. This isn't even close. There was a third down.
Yeah.
Where I was like, all right, we're down. Bama's down 21. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If we stop it here, there is still enough time to put together 3+ scores, yada, yada. And then it went for a 78-yard touchdown. I was like, oh, well, okay. Well, we're done here.
It's over. We're
this
toast.
Is it. My sliver of hope. I was like, okay, this is getting pretty bad. This is getting pretty bad. And that sliver of hope was like, okay, well, some things I could probably tidy up around the house, some laundry to do. Like, oh, it was
sad.
Bad. It was,
that's so sad.
And I would go do
you
it.
Count your Tide Pods? And you're like, yeah. I was you got like, this many left?
It was a shaking.
Oh, it's 44 to 16 now. Okay.
Sticking in my eyeballs. So what's your good
Griff,
news
can,
of the
Griff,
week?
Can I clean up some poop in the yard?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You?
Do you need something out there?
Yeah, it is first time in like, I think 20 weeks you haven't been wearing a crimson shirt in here. So, you know, something must have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big. You notice it's black.
It's black for a funeral.
That's how I feel. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's over. I'm over it. It's over.
Well, you know, it's not,
it's over. I'm over it.
It is basketball season, but in good news.
Okay. Right.
Dallas Cowboys 24, Seattle Supersonic
Dallas
Seahawks
won a playoff
22.
Game. It got, yeah. You got really lucky that the one of the scorers, also known as the kicker, just took himself out of the game.
Who's that? Which, oh, Janikowski.
Janikowski, by the way, 30 pounds overweight. Did y'all see that?
At least.
He's big dude. Big guy.
Is he 44? God, that was rough looking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was a big moment.
Good for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Winning a playoff
defense
game.
Defense on the kicker. It's good.
Yeah. All right. So
that's what you gotta do sometimes.
So how do you feel? How do you feel going into this game?
Going to La La Land. I'd rather go La La Land than go to you know where. Superdome. So I think
the Saints are a little they've cooled off a little bit.
Not at home.
They're at
dude.
Home though.
Not at
this
home.
This week.
Yeah.
But talk about cooling off. Yeah. I mean the Rams cooled off, right?
They did. Goff.
We're starting to see that like the defense is finally caught up. Like all that head spinning offense, I've said league wide defense is the coordinator's kind of like, all right, here we go. Here's the X's and O's.
This is a Wade Phillips revenge game, by the way.
Oh, because
pretty important. Because he got fired by the Cowboys. Defensive coordinator for the Rams.
How much did Jason Garrett does he sign after winning his playoff game?
20-year extension.
Yeah,
20-year extension.
Yeah,
until his red little bush goes gray.
Oh man, he's in there. All right. critical number of the week, Graham. I'll pitch it to you.
Oh, thanks, man. This would be straight from my mouth, not from the legendary Jimmy Johnson's. 28 and 21. 28 and 21. That is the difference between 28. Is how much the Who's football team beat South Carolina by. 21 is how much Clemson beat South Carolina by. That means UVA football, not going to say it's better than the national champions, better than Alabama.
It's definitely better. Better. I would go as far as better than both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there
Good
you
for
go.
You. Good for you.
Bronco, take man, that and leap. All. Just coach them up.
Yeah.
I mean, and the ACC is clearly dominated the SEC this postseason, so
exactly
who's the best league? ACC
by far,
yeah,
not even close.
Danny Cannell 2.0 over there.
Danny Cannell. I miss Danny.
They kind of he kind of reminds me of Ryan sometimes.
See that?
Critical number of the week: 11.5 million, and that's not how much Alabama lost by.
11.5.
Dollars.
I'm guessing this is a new coaching hires contract.
Ooh, no.
NFL, no?
That's a good guess.
Thanks.
University of Oregon player Doug Brenner is suing the NCAA, Willie Taggart, and the University of Oregon. Excuse me. That took me a while to
speak out. It's okay.
Because he was hospitalized, right?
Because he was hospitalized with rhabdo and then had resulting injuries.
What's rhabdo?
Rhabdo is when you work out so hard, your muscles break down, and you pee out.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah,
pee
out? Yeah. Yeah. Apparently. I don't know.
You pee out of your mouth?
No, that's vomiting. Say? That's vomiting. You pee out your muscles.
Oh, out your muscles.
That's
urine comes out of your muscles?
Close. Reverse it. Muscles are in your urine.
Whoa.
What?
Your muscles break down.
You pee your abs out?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
That is nuts.
It is intense.
Hmm. So, that's why I pee the bed sometimes.
Yeah, your muscles.
I'm working out too
hard.
Yeah,
you're working out too hard. Yeah, those
12-ounce curls, right? High
right?
five. Eating goldfish, right, guys?
The trainer was suspended for a month during this process. So here is a new conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Taggart was running away from a suspension at Oregon.
They're always doing that.
They're always like, oh, is there trouble here?
He just, yeah.
I'm out of here. And then Oregon takes it on the head. And Willie Taggart's like, oh, man, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, he just gets lucky because it was like Florida State was always his dream job. So he went to Florida State anyway. So it looks not as suspicious as when Pete Carroll ran away from USC. But still looks suspicious.
He almost killed somebody and got in trouble. Brian Kelly murdered somebody.
Yeah.
He took one out of Urban Meyer's playbook. He's been running away from things for years.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Kelly beat the system this time. He might have gone to confession. It is Catholic. It's Notre Dame, by the way.
It's the beauty of Christianity.
Yeah, there you go. Something I'm stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be the LSU offensive lineman losing his leg. But in all honesty, it's how bad that was on Monday night.
Oh.
I'm stuck on it. Haunts me a little bit. But it's like four drives that end in the 25, and it's like, or the false start with third and goal from the inch-yard line.
We're using your kicker as a lead blocker on a fake field
goal.
Oh,
man, that doesn't even need to be brought up. That was like pure panic. At that point, you're like, oh, we're panicking. This is panic.
He took a play out of Kirby Smart's playbook.
Yeah.
Oh, Page.
Did you see the kicker, like the holder, the subtlety that he did to the kicker? It was like the largest wink that you could do. Be like, all right, it's a fake. Don't tell anybody.
This is the first one we've done all year.
Yeah, this is the bad radio, but it's like, hey, I got an idea. You're going to lead block. And the kicker's like, are you serious? And they're like, yeah.
It's
just go take on one of those linebackers. It's like, no.
It's because those little a-holes are usually like blowing Troy out or something by 60 points, and they can pull that stuff. But then they're losing to a team. Not so funny anymore. Who was coaching that game, by the way?
I'm confused.
What, Alabama?
Oh.
I'm saying they can pull that kind of crap, wink at each other, and like run fake field goals and fake kicks when they're messing around. Like,
Alabama played six top 25 teams.
Were they that good, though? those teams?
You should ask the Georgia boys.
Were they good?
Mm.
Yeah.
As an Ole Miss alum.
Uh-huh.
What was it? Was it they beat LSU, who also
beat UCF.
Georgia.
Right.
True. Okay.
And did y'all
was the reigning national champions UCF, right?
Oh yeah, LSU.
That's true. That's
did do that.
Different coach though. Yeah.
Different
and
quarterback.
No quarterback too. Yep, you got him.
Well done.
Oh man.
They did beat Georgia like a drum.
No one feels sympathy for an Alabama.
That's
fan
still
who
the
lost.
Weirdest.
It's like Alabama's. What are they? Now they're like five and three national champions.
I think you've won six of the last nine, if I remember correctly.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was.
Hey.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey.
Teed that one up for you.
I just want to end it there, right? 6-9. Hey. All right. Sports fans, when we come back, do you have anything left to say?
I was, you picked up your notebook so dramatically. I was stuck, remember?
Oh.
My turn?
Right.
Yeah.
I got confused.
We can get into the NFL stuff, but I'm stuck on these coaching hires. A little boring.
Oh, we're going to get there. I have a whole page.
I don't know, just recycling cardboard.
Because it's just the good old boy system to a T, and they're like, did you be a head coach once? Did you go to Jameis Winston's quarterback camp when he was a youth? All right, come to Tampa Bay.
Nice plug there.
Sports fans, we come back. We're talking sports. Stay tuned. Football sucks. 891 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, we are back here on 89.1 KHOL, and I'm your host of Teton Sports Talk, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor, and the annual trip of Arthur and Bobby. We did this the same time. We did this the same exact week last year.
To the T.
So, Bobby, welcome back to town. Coming all the way from Waynesboro. Used to live here. We were skids in the same house together.
That's right. There was, nine of us in one under one roof at one point?
Yeah. There was like a sheet room and a lot of testosterone. And we had a drifter.
No, we had.
Nice.
Yeah, we did have a drifter from Australia.
Yeah. God, what was her name?
I know.
Sorry. Come on. No, continue.
Are you all right?
No, I'm listening.
She had dreadlocks. Whoa. She smelled a little too much of patchouli. We let her know.
But she cleaned our house, and she was a great
Great. What's funny is that like we were starting to be like, like, are we sure we still want her? And then every now and then we'd come home and there'd be a case of beer and dinner would be ready. We're like, man, she is awesome. I was so wrong about her. I love this chick.
She made eight dudes dinner and cleaned the house.
It was pretty easy.
There was one couple who lived upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh no.
They're happily married. I've seen some Instagram photos.
Yeah, they live just up the road from me. Sky and Hannah.
Do you see them often?
I do. I see Sky a pretty good bit.
Wait, we went in to Waynesboro?
In Augusta.
Oh, okay.
He's
home of the Masters.
There's not a lot of up the road.
Ever heard of
Waynesboro?
Wait, what were the couple's name again?
Sky and Hannah.
Brady yeah. Bunch of skids. I like it.
Yeah, it was great.
Alice. Stella? Alice was the Australian
Stella
girl.
Stella was her name.
Alice.
That's right.
Alice was no, the Stella. Was
that's
the maid. Right.
That's
right.
The Australian girl's name.
Yeah.
Stella, if you can hear this, I love you. You're the best. Best drifter ever.
They have podcasts in Australia.
It's the internet. It's a lot of places.
Yeah. She's one of our downloads.
What did you want to do? Did you want to talk NFL head coaching hires?
Sure.
That's the next on my list, or did you want to talk about...
No, that's good. I was stuck on that, but I was also stuck on how I didn't get to have my turn, so might as well start with that.
Your turn on...
I'm stuck.
You sensitive this today?
No,
I'm the one that's sensitive today.
You just give me your
don't out sensitive me, trainer.
You're
right.
Cowboys have advanced.
Yeah, come on. Everything's pretty good. There's only room in this room for one sensitive dude.
Yeah, we can't have two powders at a time.
Yeah, that's thank you.
Congrats, Bobby. Ole Miss beat Auburn in a regular season college basketball game.
I was trying to
big time
that score.
It's live action score. This will mean a lot on Friday.
Bruce, yeah, Bruce Pearl, love him at Auburn just because Auburn's got that edginess to it. Meaning, we'll hire anybody if they're pretty good. I don't care what they're how they
cheat. Speaking of runaway from scandal,
yeah, there,
Brucey.
Bruce was like, "Oh, Tennessee, I'm out of here," and then get some good recruits at Auburn.
Drop the bag.
Yeah, drop the bag. And I love it because it was like a texting violation. Whatever his like last run-in with the NCAA was, he texted some people too much.
Like, I left $100,000 for you in your car. That's what he texted him.
That was the text, I think it was.
Not a Brett Favre text. Different. One of those texts. Yeah.
You know what's something I'm stuck on with Zion Williams?
What's that?
They got the money manager when Zion's people were talking to Kansas. Mm-hmm. They got them on record for like $150,000 housing jobs. Zion's actually looking at his family, like trying to take care of his family and get them housing and jobs, which is doesn't make him a bad guy. But they turned that down at Kansas to go to Duke to get an education. Doubtful.
Yep.
I'm going to put that along the lines of doubtful.
Doubtful.
So let's talk. You want to talk open head coaching jobs, or we want to talk about filled head coaching jobs?
We can start with filled, and then end with open.
All right. Let me start. New York. I'll just bounce them off you. New York Jets and Adam Gase.
God, that's bad. I do. I mean,
I understand it.
Okay, explain.
Because Adam Gase would just beat the Jets, and so every time they see Adam Gase, they're like, oh, yeah, that guy okay. always beats us. He's a good coach. That guy's a good coach, right? Everyone's like, no, he's all right.
I can't say there's anything. I mean, I just okay. This and the Kingsbury one really baffle me. Just because recent failure, and then immediately get to spring load to definitely a better job for Kingsbury, at least paying wise, equal job for Gase, but they both just bottomed out in both of their old jobs. Why what did Gase do? He didn't do anything. He did an okay job with the quarterbacks they had at hand when Tannehill went down. Is that his saving grace?
I don't know about Gase. Kingsbury, I understand
a hell of an interview.
Because Patrick Mahomes has lit up. He's the producer of Patrick Mahomes, and he's lit up this league.
Was he the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs this year?
What's that?
Cliff Kingsbury the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs this year?
No, but he created and bred that monster.
That's just...
And this is the NFL's embrace.
It's pathetic. I think it's pathetic.
This is the NFL's embrace of college offenses. RPOs are all over the league. Where did you see an RPO for the first time? Like Oregon? Arthur, back me up on this.
Yeah, he's right about that. Oregon.
Thank you.
Oh, I know. It's the
bring it. I love Arthur when he's in here.
I know it's the Chip Kelly hire, but without the success. That's just 35-40 at a Big 12 school,
where
and you get to go
you
to the.
Hired?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
And then you get to go to have the – just because they're like, if you don't turn Rose into Mahomes in 2 years, you're gone. I don't understand it. There's just been no success there.
All right, I'll kick it over to you guys. What do y'all think? Kingsbury, will he have success? The Texas Tech, old Texas Tech.
Define success.
Quarterback. Well,
playoff appearance in 3 years. I'll set the bar
all right.
low.
All right, playoff appearance in 3 years. Can Kingsbury turn around? Oh, dang.
Good day, mate.
I don't think so. I mean,
what's he missing there? What as a
he's never had an offensive line at Texas Tech. He never had a defense. I don't know. Those are two pretty integral parts to football teams.
Sure.
It does matter who he ends up getting as defensive coordinator, who that is. If he gets somebody experienced, somebody with a track record. I mean, Big 12, there's no defense
and,
in Big 12 anyway.
Division
so.
Stuff, right? I mean, you've got...
Yeah, you have two...
The Seahawks and the Rams.
Two playoff
there.
Teams, a Niners team that was kind of like touted to be a wild card team if they hadn't had every single person to get injured on their offense this year.
Yeah, I mean, they'll improve. I don't think they'll be a playoff team in 3 years just because you've got the Rams and the Seahawks in your division.
All right, do y'all believe in Rosen then?
I never did.
I see. That's because he said he like didn't love football and like
yeah,
Trainer
I don't
was
like it.
But
he's a turd.
Kingsbury. So what?
He's
is
hot.
He?
They're both hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're just cute dudes in Arizona.
What's wrong
just
with
go
him?
To Arizona State
this,
or Arizona.
This is
getting
the
a hot
NFL's
tub.
Embrace of Big 12 football, which we love here on Teton Sports Talk.
Yeah.
We love Big 12 quarterbacks.
Sure.
Why don't we love the Big 12 quarterback Whisperer?
Ooh.
He didn't whisper. He whispered one guy, and he didn't even have anything to do with his success.
The leading MVP candidate is made him, but other than that, nothing.
No, we like Lincoln Riley's success. We like Baker Mayfield. I mean, we also have liked. What are you talking about? We didn't get that excited about Pat Mahomes. We're not saying
no,
we called that one.
No,
we
didn't. We
like Deshaun Watson. We like Lamar
Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, and we liked Baker Mayfield. I'm not saying I called Pat Mahomes. I'm being a little more humble.
Oh no, I didn't say we called Pat Mahomes. We just like Big 12 offenses.
Yeah, but
what's wrong with a Big 12 offense?
Because pretty much like the ex Pac 12 defense, but there's a Big 12 defense involved, and he would always have to score 50 or more points, but he never had anybody to like hold anybody to anything below 50 points. So
all right, I like Cliff Kingsbury. I'm gonna go on the record.
Fine.
I think he's hot.
I didn't say he's not hot.
You didn't. We both agreed on that.
He is hot.
All right, I think. All right, 3 years, he'll make a wild card appearance.
Okay, take that bet.
Let's do.
You saw on the air then.
Yeah, exactly. we just talked about the Cleveland Browns. Freddie Kitchens is
great
the
name.
New Cleveland. Great name, by the way.
Great name.
Former return man for Alabama. Suckers, losers. I think they should have entertained Lincoln Riley a little bit, but because Freddie Kitchens could win more games in 5 games than Hugh Jackson could do in 3, 2.5 seasons.
Running back coach, not head coach, not interim. That was Greg Williams, who they fired.
Wait, I thought Freddie Kitchens was interim head coach.
No, he took over as
he was the offensive coordinator there, right?
He took over as offensive coordinator.
Oh. So he was calling plays.
He went from running back coach to offensive coordinator. He was calling offensive plays. Yes. But he was not the head coach.
That's
sorry.
What everybody wants now too. That's the Kingsbury McVay thing. Like they want the guy that's calling the plays to be the head coach.
Well, that's the thing, because I never even thought of the other guy. I didn't even think about him.
Greg Williams.
The whole time I've been listening.
That's your boy. That's your Bounty Gate boy. Yep. The Saints back in the day.
Yeah, he's a dirty guy.
Handing out money.
Well,
take out Brett Favre.
Take out and win Super Bowls. Did you hear about
Bowls?
Right. But you know what I mean.
Singular.
Did you see what Sean Payton did?
Yes.
Had some motivational
thing. Four armed guards carted in the trophy.
The 09 trophy? Nice.
No.
Lombardi trophy?
Yeah, the Lombardi
trophy. The one
they won.
Yes.
So yeah. Today.
Or
it was
yesterday.
Yesterday or today. But anyways, on top of $225,000 and asked the team.
In cash?
If they wanted it.
Because that's their Super Bowl bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Is that coming out of
Sean's paycheck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, y'all want to get paid? Yes.
Did he go to Wells Fargo? It's like, I need $225,000 in cash.
Oh, in New Orleans, they just like let him through the gate. They're like, oh, Mr. Payton. And they just pulled back that little gate, and he walked in the fake vault that they have at banks. And
I think after Bounty Gate, I think
sounds
he might
like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it does. I think he might have started stuffing his mattresses because when he had that suspension year, but he still got the coaching job back. That might be money he just had in his mattress that one season.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Who knows? Still love him.
Bruce Arians. I mean, had pretty good. Ex-Cardinals coach. Had good success there. Did a good job. Took him to the NFC title game with Carson Palmer. Feels like.
Oh, you're talking about Tampa Bay now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't jump with you. I was still getting hyped up on the Lombardi trophy.
You want to keep talking about the Saints?
No.
Yeah.
No. Let's talk Bruce Arians.
Seems like Bengals.
Come in and fix.
He drinks paint.
Yes. Come in and fix Jameis Winston.
You fix Jameis Winston? Is that like, is that a problem you want to part, like get your hands dirty one? Arthur, Bobby, chime in here. Like, Jameis Winston, are we still, is Jameis Winston still the guy?
Is he still a thing?
I mean, it's so hit or miss. Like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitz magic.
And he's young, too.
And where did he go to school?
Everyone knows Fitzpatrick went to Harvard, man. If you went to Harvard, you always get that label. Like, any Harvard grad walks in the room, it's like, hi, I went to Harvard. And you're like, okay.
I leave.
Yeah.
The better crimson.
Yeah. It's a darker crimson.
Oh, is it?
It's like Tyrod Taylor getting the boot and Baker Mayfield stepping in.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. This is definitely like, you did a good job with Carson Palmer. Who else did he have around back then? I think that was kind of the only guy he... I mean, he...
Sam Bradford was there for a little bit, right?
No, he wasn't there yet. Oh, Andrew Luck. He did a good job with Andrew Luck. He was the interim coach when Chuck Pagano had the cancer and came back, lost his job as interim coach, but upgraded to taking the Cardinals coach. So, Matt LaFleur, Packers coach. Talk about that.
Yeah. I don't know anything this about Matt definitely LaFleur that besides he like coached under Sean McVay and had some like random
and Kyle
experience
Shanahan.
From...
And did a great job with the Titans this year. 28th in offense. That's perfect. Aaron Rodgers is going to love it.
that's the thing. I love when they give coaches resumes. It's like, he coached under better coaches than him. It's like,
yes.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Yep. Yeah, hire the guy.
Yes.
At least Aaron Rodgers will feel comfortable in a bad offense.
There you go. Yeah. How is that marriage going to go? Did Aaron Rodgers, did they start texting each other immediately, like passive aggressive things?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers seems like a pain in the ass nowadays.
How long has he been in the Packers?
Who, Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Since he was drafted. I don't know.
Yes. I think he's, that was probably like 06?
I was going to say 07, but yeah, right around there.
Yeah, something like that. 12 years. 12 plus.
Has McCarthy been there the whole time?
For Aaron Rodgers' career?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Brett Favre. I think he was, yeah. I think he was. Pretty sure that was like the whole, that was like they had definitely had the entire time together.
It's just one of those things where you think that you could look at another man and be like, hey, you want to go make millions of dollars together? And that other guy would be like, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, let's go do that. Instead, they bickered for like 3 years and they had to wait. I don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah.
Football's confusing. The Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody really care about the Broncos?
They hired some old man from the Bears.
Yeah, they got the defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Vic Fangio.
Yeah. Right? They call it smart hire.
Yeah, that seems like one with experience. Like, hey, the Bears were a great defense this year. What was the Bears? Were they one or two or three or top five?
Definitely top five.
Yeah, they were definitely the best defense in the NFL.
It's, oh, defense-wise?
Yeah.
Yes, defensively.
They were number one. Yeah. Yeah, it was just one of those things. It's like,
I mean, the Khalil Mack trade helped a little bit for him, but, you know.
Jesus, that trade.
That Cody Parkey.
That poor guy. He's been hitting uprights all year. He's not that great of a kicker, and he got just... He got blocked
he did.
For that sake, that poor man's sake. He owned up to it after the game.
Yep.
He was like, I missed. People were like, oh, like, what do you think about it? He's like, well, I missed and it sucks. And then like people couldn't quite grasp that explanation of it. Oh, he's not giving any excuses. Why?
Okay, big question.
All right.
Bengals or going back to the Dolphins, where's Saban going?
I don't know. I was gonna say Dolphins. That's
cool.
That's
going back home.
But Marvin,
He's going home.
Breaking news. I think the Dolphins just hired
Tell the world.
Ooh.
No. Breaking news?
Talk to me.
Chris Richard.
He's the guy snorting white lines and yelling at his phone.
No, that guy did not get promoted. That was Adam Gase's offensive coordinator. Again, Adam Gase getting a head coaching job again. I don't get it. But what a home run hire for a franchise with
I thought Marvin Lewis was absolutely invincible as the Bengals head coach. They got in a room together, and Marvin Lewis was like, okay.
We need intern.
I'm done here.
Intern Arthur to look up who Chris Richards is.
I'm kind of surprised you don't know this.
We had a stat guy.
Oh, defensive back coach for the Cowboys.
There you go.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
On air. Now we're both pouting.
Yeah, come on, dude. This is my turn.
I forgot about that. I wouldn't know his name unless, it's hard to know all your defensive back coach.
That's pretty obscure. We'll give you a pass.
Yeah, thanks.
How do you feel about the defensive back coach being in charge of the Dolphins? I think this is on par.
Yeah. I mean, he did a hell of a job this year, and I hope he still does. He's not going to sit out the playoffs now. That's not college football.
Where you have to start immediately recruiting. No, keep playing. These are professionals.
Nick Saban in Ohio. I love it. Bengals.
Yeah, perfect. He coached in the Midwest at one point. So great. I just don't understand how Marvin Lewis like eventually got fired. Like why this year?
Statute of limitations expired on whatever he had on the owner.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
The blackmail is expired.
Yeah. That's a good point. Sorry, I can't.
We always knew it was blackmail, but statute of limitations.
That's a big word for this room.
Yeah, do you go to Harvard?
Sports fans, when we come back, we're going to talk NFL playoffs. So stay tuned. This is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL.
Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, we are back here on 89.1 KHOL, and by we, I mean Teton Sports Talk in the room is getting mentally prepared.
Mm-hmm. The orchestra.
And let me introduce the room. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor, Bobby and Arthur on their annual pilgrimage down here to the basement of KHOL. How are we doing, guys?
Good. Thank you for having us.
It's segment three. It's getting warm. Graham's getting pouty. I'm getting pouty, but y'all at least are still smiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, Graham.
I took that one. I took that one in stride, though. I was a little embarrassed. I didn't know Chris Richard was, but now I was like, okay, now I'm embarrassed. But then I'm like, oh crap, we just lost our best defense. Well, no, Rob Marinelli's the best. He's the defensive coordinator. But
I shouldn't have called you out. That was bad. Sorry.
It's okay, dude. I want to hear more about that Trump Jameis Winston theory.
Yes,
put that one on the back burner.
That's a beautiful theory.
We will.
Beautiful theory. I think it's time. We went over the last two segments, so we got to dive in here. We're talking NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Elite eight of the NFL. What do they call this round? I don't even know what they call this
Divisional.
Round. Divisional.
Wait, the Cowboys in the Elite Eight? You just said that?
Yeah. Cowboys in the Elite Eight. Do you want to start with the Cowboys?
Absolutely.
All right. Cowboys at Rams. Rams are favored by a touchdown. You think Dallas
touchdown and a PAT.
I love not your to be blind, I love your blind faith. I love your blind faith in the Cowboys.
Zeke gonna eat up that awful run defense all day. Dak over the top. I'm excited. I'm feeling good. Wade Phillips, God, he had an awful exit from the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tear that guy apart.
Y'all fired him. Why would you be mad at someone you fired?
Nah, I love Wade Phillips. I just loved he and Jerry Jones' relationship. It was so weird. It was like the odd couple.
Isn't every one of Jerry Jones' relationships kind of weird?
No, not as much with the coaches.
Jason Garrett looks like the ignored,
adultery's weird.
Like the guy that married into the family and he's ignoring at the Christmas parties. That's who Jason Garrett is. Like, oh crap, he came again this year.
Well, it's like
Jerry,
yeah.
I'm a part of this family.
It's like if Jason Garrett comes up and he's like, oh God, what's Jason? Every season is a new joke. If Jason Garrett comes up and tells an awful joke, that's a bad Jason Garrett season. But he's like, this is a good joke season. It's like he comes up at the Christmas party, tells a funny joke. He's like, oh, Jason's back.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
get over here, Jason.
I forget about that Jason guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Stogies, why not?
Yeah. Exactly. So what do you think? Dallas?
34-17 Rams. Cowboys.
I kind of like Dallas' defense in this game.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Rams don't get the running game going and you're, you know, third and long, play action pass doesn't work for them, no Cooper Kupp. I mean, I don't know. I kind of think that their game travels, right? You go with the defense in a running game on the road.
All right. Closer than a touchdown, or are you going to give it?
Yeah, I'll take the points.
All right.
Where is it?
It's in L.A.
It's in the place that USC plays.
They're playing like, in a soccer
Rams
stadium.
Rams have no Coliseum. No affection there.
No.
Thanks, Bobby. He just said no.
All right, I'm going Rams. Screw it.
What are you going Rams for?
Because I'm want to watch
what
the
What about
world
my theory?
Burn, dude.
The Cowboys
burn.
Beat the Saints, who beat the Rams.
That's
it's like
I'm
my
scared.
UVA beat South Carolina, who lost Clemson by less, so they're better than Alabama.
Scared.
Same theory.
Scared. I didn't follow
it's a smart
that.
Theory.
I'm scared of Dallas. They beat up on the Saints last time. I don't want to play Dallas.
So you want Rams and 7 points? Would take the Rams to win by 7 points?
Sure, why not? Ooh, go for it.
You're laying the points.
Yeah, you're laying. Sorry,
as the
thanks, Arthur.
Thanks. Yeah, Arthur, you're hired. We got some new positions open.
What? Host?
Yeah. Todd.
Oh, Todd. Yeah,
we're replacing Todd.
Yeah.
Let's stay on the NFC side. Philly at NOLA. Is Philly the team of destiny? That's what I want to know.
Nick Foles, can you pull it off 2 years in a row?
Are we gonna write a book about Nick Foles?
Didn't he write one last year already?
Has he already written a book?
I think he wrote a book after the Super Bowl already.
I think because it's just like Nick Foles, why does he do this? He's like just, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, I'm Nick Foles. I used to be bad, but now I'm like
now
good.
The playoffs
he's
are here only, and I'm
I mean,
I don't get it.
I mean, Doug Peterson was, when he had those really good seasons, under Andy Reid, Doug Peterson came back to Philly and, you know, found the same magic with old St. Nick. If you want, I mean, yeah, Philly will write some sort of book about him, a coffee table book that I will piss on. But yes, at the same time,
calm down.
Sorry.
Nick Foles seems like
God.
Nice
I hate
guy.
That.
Nick Foles, we believe it.
Ugh,
my journey
Philly.
Of success,
I like
failure,
Nick Foles.
And overcoming the odds.
I like Nick Foles. I like Chris Long.
Do you like Chris
but
Long?
But there's no way. It's weird when a team gets destroyed like Philadelphia did against the Saints at New Orleans, and to think that they have any way to just make up all that. There was just a clear difference in talent between those teams when they played.
What about this theory?
Okay.
The Eagles have been playing playoff games for 4 weeks already.
True, and that was Wentz, wasn't it? That's so long ago now.
And it's the rest
Philly.
Versus rust debate, and it's also like they've been playing on the edge for so long, they're comfortable there.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. We swept them in the regular season. Then we'd get to host NFC title game. So, I mean, I want the Eagles to win, but it just would make no sense to me, and there'd be something mystical about that Nick.
There's something.
It's like Santa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something magic about Mr.
Do you believe?
I might. Does Massey believe? Who are you taking? 8
I'm
points.
I'm going to take the Saints and the points. Bring it.
God, look at this guy with his home
just
teams.
Gone.
Home teams
just,
NFC.
Just doing it. AFC. Let's start. I don't know which matchup's more intriguing, but let's start at Indy at Kansas City. Kansas City has 5.5. Why so close?
Because Indy's good.
Oh, I think I would take Indy.
I'm gonna take, if you're giving me the 5.5 points, I would take Indy as well.
I'd go 73-70 Kansas City.
I was thinking about
so
that. And Kansas City
sort of. Maybe not. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe not. What is
depends on what Vegas if they're smart or not. Better set it like 400.
Kansas City cannot stop the throw. Andrew Luck just has to be accurate and not be like completely.
Their
bad.
Defense is so bad. They're going to run really effectively, I think.
Indy will?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I see that. Both teams have like two good defensive players, and then the rest of it's just garbage. So, I mean, it's going to be.
Will it be the most entertaining game of the weekend? I think it might be.
Offensively, if you're a Kingsbury guy, for sure.
Kingsbury. Yeah. Love Kingsbury.
Texas Tech guy. Air raid. It's going to be air raid all day.
That's what it is. That's what NFL football is turning into.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Indy, Rams, Kansas City.
And the national title was like that for one side.
For one side.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it was not good. It was not good.
Well, the Tua threw that one to the guy in the orange hat that ran the other way.
Very first thing
that was
he
a
did.
Touchdown. Yeah,
very
that
first
was cool.
thing he did.
Yeah. Rub it in.
Tua.
You're taking this well. I'm proud of you.
I mean, are you going to feel bad for me? Who feels bad for a Bama fan? There's
What's
not a
worse,
person...
getting your heart ripped out like Georgia did last year, last second, second and 26, or just an absolute stomping?
It was.
What's a worse loss to take as a fan?
I don't know, because my last two heartbreaking losses were both stompings.
Yeah, so
UVA to UMBC was a total stomping.
Well, at least
and
you got
can
to
see it coming.
You got to do some chores in your house. You got some blank done.
Yeah,
you
know? Hillary got home and she was like, "Oh, the kitchen is clean." I'm like, "Yeah, because
that's the difference." Massey, unmarried Massey, wouldn't have taken this so well. You're comfortable.
Is that what I'm not on edge anymore? We're not talking about this. Damn it! LA Chargers at New England. Let's get back on that. Now you got me all sad. You're all happy because I'm sad.
Good job not making San Diego slip there. Philip Rivers can ever.
He's never
build a resume.
I know. He's never beaten New England, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever beaten like anybody, like or any of the. I guess if you say between like, I don't think he ever beat like the Peyton Manning Colts. He never. I don't think he's ever beaten Ben and the Steelers, and I don't think he's ever beaten, the Patriots.
Sounds right.
With that Thomas Brady dude.
Melvin Gordon's not playing. Is that correct?
Now is playing.
Is he or is he not playing?
I think he's still.
I thought
game
he sprained
time.
his MCL or something.
He definitely got hurt in the last game. I don't know his status.
Yeah.
So.
I think, does Philip Rivers go downfield and complete some passes in the end in the fourth quarter?
Some floaters.
And they win? Does that happen? We see it up until
I don't see
they
it.
Stick it off. They false start like three times on the 30 and they're back at the 50. Seen that a couple of times.
I can't see it. As bad as Lamar Jackson played, RIP to that season. But, you know, glad he stepped up and took Flacco's job.
People forget that he's a rookie. Rookie Lamar Jackson.
The Chargers should have won that game by like 30. And the fact they didn't kind of alarms me. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to win two road playoff games. So, I'm Patriots for me, unfortunately.
Hurts. Bobby, you're nodding your head over there in agreement.
Yep.
I'll be contrarian. I'll go to Chargers.
All right.
With the points? I think
no, I actually like them a lot. No, I actually like them a lot.
Chargers winning?
Yeah, their defense is really good. Ooh. I think it's built to cover spread offenses. Yeah. I think Gronk's a shell of himself.
That's true.
I don't think the running game is as good as it has been in past years. I think they're really predictable.
Is Michelle injured?
No, he's playing, but when he's in, you know they're running it. When James White's in, you know they're passing it. And when Rex Burkhead's in, you know they're going to throw a screen. And that's, I don't know.
And Rex Burk somehow isn't dead yet. I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I thought Bo Pelini killed him.
Mine.
When he was in at Nebraska. I don't know.
That guy was intense.
Sports fans, we'd like to thank our guest, Arthur and Bobby. Thank you for coming on. This is a thing now, by the way. Yeah. So y'all created a thing.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe for next year.
Yes, get Bobby back to Jackson.
First weekend in January.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yeah, we should do the Patreon thing.
The Patreon thing.
Thing where you like, you know, subscribe, then we can give the money to Bobby so you can use miles plus a ticket and get here again.
Right.
Peanut farming is not going too well.
Yeah.
It's a rough years.
No, it's okay. But who's going out with who?
What's that?
You and I? Who's going out with who? Am I going out with Bobby or Arthur?
Like, I got no.
Okay.
Just Bobby passing. And I, we've lived together. All right. Lived together.
Okay.
It's great times, Bobby.
It was.
Never forget. Sports fans, that's all we got for you. This has been Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL.